Hello, you all. I'm back again. So part one of this message, the message is called, this podcast is called Life's Biggest Lie, how finding your purpose is not the answer to everything. That was the general topic. And the very first part about that is that you have to be transformed. And I mentioned a number of things in there about how we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We have to, and I even mentioned Apostle Joshua Selman, who did an amazing sermon. He talked about the law of mental transformation. And one of the things he said is, you know, he says, money isn't missing. Money is attracted by who you are becoming. And he gave a beautiful example about it's not the business that's failing. It's the mindset that's failing behind the business. And I was like, whoa, he is so speaking my language. And so I mentioned in part one or two quotes by him. I like to give credit where credit is due. So that is a statement from him, which, you know, he's an amazing minister in Africa. So anyway, the second part of this now is about, okay, so I understand the importance of having and figuring out our purpose, right? That's very important. But the lie behind it is if we think that that's the answer to everything, we got another thing coming, because finding out our purpose is one thing, but all it's going to do is leave us being frustrated if we are not transformed and we don't do the things that we need to do to be able to walk in that purpose. And so one of it is just being transformed by the renewing of our mind. We have to become, right? And so now the second part is all about, so what are some of those things that hold us back? Now, you guys know I'm speaking from my own experience. Everything I talk to you guys about, I speak out of love, but I'm also speaking because I'm praying that this helps someone. So part two is, okay, so what is it that's been holding me back? And I wrote down four things. Number one is fear. There's a passage in John 10:10, and I know you all have read it a gazillion times. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Let me just turn to it really quickly. John 10:10 is very, very, very straightforward. And you guys probably already know it before I get to it. John 10:10. Here we go. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So we know that the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I said this in a previous episode, whenever you're seeing the enemy show up in your life, because sometimes I've heard people say, Z, you just don't understand. It's always one thing after the other. I like to have my mindset transformed to where I look at situations and I'm like, huh, there must be something of great value that the enemy is trying to steal. Remember I said this in a previous podcast episode, no one steals from someone that if you have nothing to steal. Right? So the very presence of the enemy coming into our lives is a validation that, wow, there's a higher call. There must be a very strong anointing or high purpose in my life for the enemy to come at me and attack me this way. So one of the things I think that holds us back is fear. And sometimes that's fear of what other people are going to think or say. You know what God called you to do. You know some of the things he's told you to do. And the reason I can speak into this camera and I can say this so boldly is because many of you who are probably watching this video are probably already a part of my mentorship, you know, program, or part of the necessary retreat or something concerning, you know, the community that God has blessed me to form. Right. And I get a whole lot of messages from you all, not to mention those who are on my social media channels. And pretty much a lot of the messages are the same. And a lot of it based around, Z, I know that God wants me to do this, but at the end of the day, I'm just kind of afraid of what people will say or think. Now, they don't come right out and say that. Right. They just kind of, well, you know, I don't like social media. I don't really like da-da-da-da-da. I don't like posting content, or I'm not sure. Well, I just want to make sure the book is right. And then when you really dig a little bit further, you find out, oh, it's a fear of men. And when I say men, I mean men and women. It's a fear of what people will say or think. That's one way that the enemy comes at us with putting this fear in us, or fear that we're going to fail. You know, how are you going to be able to finance this, right? So that's why the title of this is, wow, one of life's biggest lies is we think finding our purpose is everything. No. Finding the purpose is the foundation. Now that you know what the purpose is, what are some of the things that's holding you back? And I'm praying today that cycle is broken. So one is fear. Another thing is comfortability. Sometimes we don't want to let go of what's common. We don't want to let go of what comes natural. I always, if you all could just be behind the scenes, I actually was thinking about putting a camera up so you guys can see a typical day for me, or what happens before I'm doing this, what happens after I'm doing this. I have a meeting that actually starts in a few minutes I've got to jump into, but I would love for you all to see the difficult decisions that are made almost every day in my life. I literally have to make a decision, because remember in part one of this, this is part two, by the way, but in part one, we talked about being transformed by the renewing of your mind. I literally have to make sometimes key decisions of, okay, I got to let go of, 70, 80% of what's not working, right? I have to embrace that 10, 20% of what is working. I have to be focused. I got to do what God has called me here to do. Sometimes that means I got to get uncomfortable and step out of, what I've always done. You all know I've been in the staffing industry for almost 31 years, right? Right. I can do that with my eyes closed. But in the last, 6 or so years, God has been calling me into mentoring and coaching and, writing this book, Necessary, which is the most recent thing he's had me do, forming a beautiful retreat to be able to help people go on a transformational journey. Right. I didn't know God was going to have me live through all that first in order to do it. Right. You know how uncomfortable that is, stepping out on a platform. I don't even like social media. I didn't know the first thing about podcasting. Right. And so he had to really get me uncomfortable. And there's a chapter in my book, I keep looking that way because my book's over there. But there's a chapter in my book, Necessary, that talks about that stage when you go through that pruning season, right? When he prunes, he tears away what no longer is needed for that next level. That season of when you're being hidden, when he hides you, right? Until you become his reflection. It's not comfortable when God is uprooting you and planting you in new soil and new territory. And for some of us, and you guys, I say this in love, some of you, you choose to stay in that little comfort zone because everybody accepts you in that comfort zone. You don't have too many naysayers and critics in that comfort zone. You don't want people thinking, well, who do you think you are? You can't do that. You don't even have experience doing that. You're not a minister. You can't be talking about God. You get my point? Who are you to write a book? You don't know the first thing about writing a book. No one wants to read your story. You get my point? Those are the things that the enemy feeds us. And then we get right back into that little comfort zone of just, okay, let me just kind of stay low. Now, you all know I'm referring to a chapter in my book called I Won't Apologize for Going Higher. Don't you ever apologize for going higher by staying low, by trying to appease people. Life is too short for that. In fact, I was just looking in the mirror the other day and I was looking at some of these gray hairs that are coming in my head. And I'm like, what is this? I looked around in the mirror because I washed my afro the other day. I think it was yesterday. And I literally looked around and saw the back of my head in the mirror. And I'm like, what in the world is this? I'm seeing all these little gray hairs popping up. Right. I'm well into my 50s, by the way. But anyway, you guys know our drift and comeback. So just let me do my drifting. My point is, when that happened and I was looking at the mirror, I was just thinking to myself, something came in my spirit so strong, and I know that it was from God. Something came in my spirit, and you guys may not agree with this, but this is what came in my spirit. Oh, my God, I'm too old to be afraid. I don't have time to fear. These years are passing me along real quickly. I'm already in my 50s. It's been almost 35 years since I finished high school. I'm too old to be afraid. Life is short. And I'm looking at all these gray hairs coming in my head. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't even know that all those other gray strings was there till I turned the light and I like really start parting my hair back. And look, I'm like, God, where did this come from? Right. And I kind of laughed. Now, you guys know I'm weird. I laughed and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, where's these gray hairs coming from? And then I'm like, oh, that's right. I'm getting older. I'll be 60 in a few years. You get my point? And I literally looked in the mirror and I says, I'm too old to be afraid. Too old to be worried about what somebody gonna think about me. So I purposely, even when I have my staff meetings, I told my staff the other day, and yes, I am drifting again, just follow me. I told my staff the other day, I said, I apologize to you all. And they said, Z, apologize for what? I said, you know what? I need to lead this company better. And they go, Z, and this is their words, you're a great leader. You've led us through, some tremendous. I says, yeah, I've led us, safely in this and that, but I've also still had a little bit of this scarcity mindset. Hello, everyone. Just as a reminder, I'd like to invite you to join my book club for my book, Necessary. And if you're interested in going on a retreat, the Necessary Retreat, more details can be found on my website at unlockinggreatness.com. I love you all. Let's get back to the video. I've not been in a mode of multiplying what we're doing. I've been in a mode of just kind of getting by and just kind of, creeping into that next low level, creeping into that next low level. And they're like, oh, Z, I didn't see it like that, but I get your point. And I said, so from here on out, and I know I'm drifting, but I'm moving back the curtains and sharing with you guys a few things about how I process information. When I go before God and he begins to show me who I am in his presence, I don't know about you, but nothing's impossible for me. And even though my circumstances may not reflect in the moment the direction he's taken me, I think big picture because my God is a big picture thinker. Right? Remember I told you in part one, if you didn't listen to part one of this video, go back and listen to part one and then come back. But in part one, I talked about how we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Expose yourself to new information. Bible teaches us plans fail for lack of counsel. Get yourself into a good coaching program, a good mentoring program. You don't have to get in mind. Find one. Do whatever you got to do. Find some good books you're reading. I started reading some books on 10X thinking about how business leaders, how they 10X their business module and how those that only do 2X thinking are more so in a scarcity mindset, just enough to get by more of the same. And how it's easier to do 10X than it is to do 2X. And I'm like, really? Because 10X sounds like a lot to me when we can barely handle 2X. And then 2X thinking teaches me, well, that's because you're dependent on the same systems and protocols that you're used to doing. But when you do the 10X thinking, you know maybe 80% of what you're doing's got to change. You got to change your structure and your mindset. I know I drifted. For those of you who are entrepreneurs, or for those of you who are in my entrepreneur mentorship program, you already know what I'm talking about, right? I totally drifted, but just follow me. Point is, in this point, I talked about fear. Second thing was comfortability. Some of you all got to get uncomfortable. I'm getting uncomfortable, right? So I had that meeting with my staff and I said, you know what, from here on out, when we're in these meetings, I even went as far as to order like a 10X hat for everybody. Everybody's going to have these little hats on. They don't know it yet. They're going to find out by the time this airs, right? And I'm like, you know what? I need to be thinking generationally like my God thinks. I've been so afraid to really just go all in. And that may be surprise hearing that come from me because I'm the main one that talks about do not fear and trust in God. I'm human too. I have bills to pay just like you do, right? But I didn't realize I was still had remnants of that scarcity mindset, right? Anyway, let me keep going. Fear, comfortability. The other one is a lack of knowledge. I wrote down lack of knowledge, lack of exposure to new environments and investing in yourselves. It's a lack of it. Now, I'm speaking for me again. I never grew up really with the understanding of investing in myself, investing in my mindset. Now, of course, I read books and did all that kind of stuff, but that's about the extent of it. I didn't even understand how my mindset can be transformed just by getting in the right environments, being around people who are already doing what I'm trying to do. Someone told me a long time ago, they said, anytime you find yourself being the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. You need to quickly find yourself the right room to get into where you really know the least in that room. And I was like, man, that's pretty powerful, but how is that possible? But it took me many, many years in being in business and making a whole lot of mistakes. Oh my God, I've made so many mistakes through the years, but it took me many years of being in business to understand, oh my goodness, I get their point now. And many times we don't take the time to invest in ourselves, investing in our mindset. We pray, we read our Bible, and that comes number one. I want to be really clear on that for anybody that tries to change my words up on me. This is number one. Nothing trumps this. Nothing trumps in my life the Holy Spirit speaking to me. Nothing, nothing, nothing. There's not a coach smart enough that can outdo what the Holy Spirit does, just to be clear. But I also know that God works through men to help men. And I also know the Bible tells us don't give up meeting together. And I also know the Bible teaches me that plans fail for lack of counsel. So this goes back to the topic of what this message is about. One of life's biggest lies, right? Thinking that, what did I name this? How finding your purpose is not the answer to everything. This goes back into that. We know the purpose, but it's like, well, why is it not, God, why is this situation not happening? Because you got to be transformed. Now you need to become that person that God has shown you now that you know what your purpose is, baby. So these 4 points quickly, I'm going to be wrapping this up. I actually got a meeting I got to run into, is number one, not allowing fear to stop you. Number two, get uncomfortable. Make the decision to start doing something that you're not used to doing. If you're not a part of any type of a mentoring or coaching platform of any kind, I don't care if it's through your church. I don't care if it's some local organization in your neighborhood, wherever you find. So don't think I'm pitching. You got to get in mind. Find one you like. Get yourself into a good retreat program, right? Immediately get in something and get yourself exposed to new ideas, new concepts, learn new things. And you will be amazed at how you're really, to be honest, for me, let me speak for myself, how it increases my faith. Because then I'm able to go back, because I bring everything back to the Word of God, and I'm like, oh, this is what it means about having faith as small as a mustard seed. Oh, this is what it meant when he told the lady to go get more jars. He was actually talking about expanding your capacity, because her capacity was too small. You get my point? Oh, this is what it really means to walk by faith. That don't mean you just get up and be like, God gonna work it out. $1 million check gonna come in the mail today. No. That means what he showed me, let me walk in it. Let me be transformed. You get my what I'm getting at? So that's the third thing. And the fourth thing in here is a lack of commitment and consistency. Now, for those of you who are already a member of the Unlocking Greatness community, or maybe you're already going through the 12-week necessary retreat, you already know all throughout that entire program, as you're learning about who you are, who does God say you are, there's a season of letting go, you're learning about preparation, you're learning about walking in mastery, you already know all throughout those 12 or 14 weeks what I'm about to say. Repetition is so important to being consistent. But guess what? We have to be transformed. That's an old paradigm that's got to come off, go to the side. I don't need you no more. Anymore, I should say. You don't serve the purposes that God has in my life. You know, I may like being on social media all day. Yeah, I may like being on the phone talking to people. Yeah, I may like watching my television shows and all of that. That doesn't serve the purpose God has in my life. It doesn't serve this new mindset I now have. I can't hang with the same friends and people I used to hang with all the time. That don't mean I think I'm better and don't love you. It's just that I'm going a direction that, unfortunately, the majority of you are not choosing to go. So let me get there. You know, you get my point? Being consistent with what you're doing. And that's why it's important to come together as a community. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. One of the things I love about inside of the Necessary Retreat, inside of this beautiful community, by God's grace that he's formed, is I love that really the community almost runs itself, because I get in it almost every day. I'm in there as well, but people are coming in and encouraging and building each other up, sharing what's working and what's not working, whether it's personal development, business development, right? People that may never meet each other. I'm talking from Australia, Africa, New York, you name it. You get my point? We need each other, you guys. I did a 4-part video series, called You Are Enough. The second one is called He, meaning God is Enough. I think the third one is called It Is Enough. That's a very powerful one. I want you to make sure you've watched as well. And then the fourth one is called We Are Enough. Now, God gave me that whole 4-part series just like that when I was about to record. He just put the whole series in my heart. I had nothing written down. He just gave it to me. And the beautiful part about the We Are Enough is God reminded me how important it is that we need each other. That's how we help be consistent. One of the things I love about in the community platform that I, at least mine, and again, you join whatever groups you want to join, that's up to you. I love that there's a section in there called Hold Me Accountable. And so people go in there and type what their goal is for the week or for the month. And we check, like people are like, hey, how is it going with you? You know, you say you want to make sure you're praying consistently every day for an hour. Just check and sis to see how it's going, right? Or you said you're going to get incorporated and start your such and such. Hey, did it happen yet? I love that, because now we're all coming together from all around the world, encouraging each other and holding each other accountable in love. We all need that, you guys. So anyway, I'm going to close this out. I love you. I love you. I love you. I pray you all have been encouraged. The title of this 2-part series was called, let me look at my card, Life's Biggest Lie, How Finding Your Purpose is Not the Answer to Everything. Certainly the beginning and extremely important, just to be clear. But we have to be transformed. And then we have to overcome all of these obstacles that try to hold us back. All right? I love you all. Be encouraged.